Blog Talk Radio.
Christianpsychics.com, and we're going to have a great night tonight. We're going to do a lot of readings, and we're going to touch a lot of people's hearts, and they're going to touch our hearts, and we're going to give some messages that are going to make a difference. And I'm going to have my guest host, Ellen, join us in a second. First, I'd like to start with the opening prayer, and I'm going to start out with, Blessed Creator God, Holy of Holies, the Great I Am, we enter into communion with you. I humbly call forth your protection for me and for all who join us tonight. Please allow us union and wisdom. Please allow only information from you or your light be passed forth. Please allow only information to come through that will bring our best and highest interest. And lastly, I ask you to allow healing help, wisdom, and your merciful blessing of abundance. By the sacred blood of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. There is so much going on in our world right now, especially with Ascension. And once I get Ellen on the phone, we're going to have a discussion, and then we're going to get to all the callers. I want everybody to know that we'll get to you. This is a two-hour show, so there's plenty of time, and we're really going to talk about Ascension probably only for a few minutes, and then we'll get started. I believe this is Ellen. I'm going to try to get her online. Ellen, is this you?
It is me, Reverend Jay.
Okay.
Hello.
You called on a different number, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, well, another storm in Florida. What can I say?
Oh, it stormed here today, too. It's speaking of all this water, it definitely is helping transform the earth into this new paradigm. I don't know if you know, but go ahead.
I want to tell you something really funny. Do you remember last week I told you I had a whole parade of angels tromping through the house, and
mm-hmm.
I had to put a stop to it because they were, The other night I was doing my meditation, and I looked over at my bedroom door, and I saw an angel standing there, like a large one. You can only see from the chest down. And he said, "Excuse me, can we run through here?" Like, what? And I'm like, "Sure, go ahead." And next thing I knew, I had some more going through, and it stopped. It was a funny, I mean, it was like, what? I mean, they have just been, you talk about your ascension. It's been such elevation, such, I've been feeling a lot more angelic activity on Earth than I have in a long, long time.
Well, as of yesterday, a new portal opened. It's called,
that's probably what happened.
It's called the Lion's Gate. And it's a solar alignment of all these planets, and they form the Star of David. And they now allow the 144 rays of God onto the Earth. We're now in 37 days of double manifestation.
Right.
It's what's come forth for me. So if you're trying to manifest stuff, this is the time to do it. Start documenting what you are manifesting, and don't say I want or I need or I. What you want to do is you want to allow. Just allow your manifestation. This is what I'm manifesting, and I allow it, and I release anything that's holding me back. It's so simple.
So could you give an example? I know a lot of people do things a little differently, but what would you suggest? So if I wanted or somebody wanted better health, how would you suggest they do that? By saying?
I'm very interesting because health is another issue that I was speaking more on, I don't know, for me manifestation.
Like money?
Lots of times, yes, it's money.
Okay, yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, it's not
so
for
if
everybody.
I want more money, I want money. I mean, I'm grateful for my abundance. I'm sure all of us are. But how would I, without saying I want more money, how would you suggest we get the right vibration out?
I choose to manifest abundance of financial income, of money, of needed. I manifest financial abundance. Money, and just you can leave it as that, or you can get more details. You can say, "I manifest the a new job that will bring me more money. I manifest joy and happiness, knowing that when I'm extremely wealthy, I'll be able to share that abundance." You can say it like a lot of different ways, but you don't want to be in a position, right? As soon as you say, "I want," you're in a position of lack, saying there isn't enough.
Exactly.
So you want to get out of that, and you want to bring it into, "I manifest."
Right.
I manifest joy and happiness and peace in my life, and that will come with the money that I shall receive. Or I'm looking for a new job that will bring me the respect and financial stability that I'm looking for. Right. So it's, but for people who are having health issues, I want, with this new portal opening, this is my understanding that all health related contracts are no longer people can be freed from them. You have to just ask for release from it. I actually heard that on the 27th, that 4,000 nursing home or people that were in facilities were released due to miraculous health conditions ending.
If you do
have health conditions, those contracts are now null and void. They're considered part of the old paradigm. We have now stepped into the brand new paradigm, and those contracts can be released. You just have to release them. You have to free yourself from them. And that's maybe calling in Archangel Michael to cut some cords. If you don't feel like you can release yourself, somebody out that has the ability to do that kind of work, because the workers now that are the light workers that are doing healing work, like releasing people from contracts or cords, their ability to do this is doubled right now for 37 days, and then it's going to just be a continued magnification of their ability. So everybody's going to this new level. And the more that
That's
you
awesome.
Can be, yeah, light and love. And the other thing that I heard, which just, you know, like some of this is mind-blowing to me, like those health contracts being released.
Right.
The other thing is there has been a release, or it's within a week anyway, there's a release of some of Gabriel, of the Violet Frame, Saint Germain. Saint Germain had accumulated all this vast wealth that he had been storing on Earth, and it's with certain families, and there's going to be a release of that money into the world, which is going to help alleviate a lot of poverty. And this is the go-ahead from heaven. So, I mean, it seems, you know, it's hard to believe, but be in that truth, be in the truth, and just allow. And then, you know, just keep allowing and see how your life changes from where it is to what you're trying to manifest. By the end of the year, what you are manifesting now will be yours by the end of the year.
Oh, so does it mean like you marry David Beckham? Awesome.
Good luck.
Joke. He's just so cute.
remember, when you're manifesting, you don't want to manifest negative things, too, because we can do that.
Right.
Like people who are trying to get, like, marry or to have a relationship with a married person is not something you want to manifest, because that person is in a relationship and that will carry a negative consequence. You want to manifest only in your best and highest.
And also, too, sometimes when we pray or manifest, sometimes the divine answer is no to exactly what we want, and we get what God wants. So so sometimes people will be, oh, I really prayed for whatever. I'm like, well, sometimes you can ask. Sometimes we can manifest. But if it's truly not in our highest interest, it will correct itself.
Definitely. And that's why we sometimes we say, thank goodness that God didn't answer our prayers.
Well, actually, he did, but you're going to laugh. I remember last week we talked about how sometimes we don't always say what our readers or our listeners want to hear, and we feel bad about it, but some things just aren't meant to be. I was up for a job last week, and I called Dr. Jenny for affirmation. And first she said she felt really positive about it, which is fine. She said they were deliberating. But the next day, I could feel the energy going down. So when I called her, she said, no, I'm sorry, I think they went the other way. Now, that's not what I wanted to hear, because I really wanted that phone call saying, you got the job. But she affirmed what she heard. She didn't like telling me no, but she wouldn't be who she is, and I wouldn't benefit from her or you if I just wanted to hear what I wanted to hear and then go forth and force the issue. Because you can force an issue, but believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it will correct itself one way or another.
That is the truth, and that's why always, always just think in my best and highest interest, and that's really what you're going to get. So let's go ahead and move on to our first caller.
Yes.
Because we do have a full... Yeah, I know. That always makes me feel great.
I get excited every week. I just cannot wait to get online with you and talk to all our listeners and our callers. I get so excited every week to look forward to this.
I know. 111, you've been on hold the longest. So who is this and where are you calling?
Hi there. This is Bryn calling.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Bryn. Is it Brent or Bryn?
Bryn, B-R-Y-N. Bryn.
I remember Bryn.
Yeah.
Excuse me, is there an echo that it's kind of annoying? Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No. No?
Oh, okay.
Not me.
You hear it?
I don't hear it, so...
Okay, my bad.
So where are you calling from, Bren?
New York City. New York City.
Okay.
And Jay, I'm gonna, when I get back from New York City, I don't live here, but I visit my mother, I'm gonna call you, Jay, to set up an energy clearing, a chakra clearing session, because I've been wanting to do that, so just to let you know.
Okay.
And I guess my question is like, this year has been kind of like up and down for me, and I know I've experienced years where there's like growth, and then there are years that kind of are kind of a little hilly and rocky, and I just wanted to know a sense of like next year, like 2014, what will it be, an easier year for me, or one of growth and some movement or expansion?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to wait that long, but I'll chat in at the end, and I'll let Ellen go first, but I really feel like your delays are over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I was getting. I was feeling like as you were talking, I was saying, like, you ever see those ribbons that circle around? You know, like they use for sporting events, they kind of, on a stick, and they circle around.
Yeah, they twirl them.
That's exactly, that's your energy level, and it's coming to fruition. Because the first thing I heard was fruition, and I think it's a great idea to get your cleansing done, because that will definitely help move you in the right direction.
Right.
But right now, I'm feeling the energy like crackling, which is good.
Huh.
And I'm feeling in the next, and maybe I don't know if Jay will pick this up, but in the next few months exactly, I got this, you know, when you're talking about 2014, that's when I started seeing it, but I see like the beginning of it happening in the next month or so, where it's really kind of moving.
Really?
But, you know, definitely get the cleansing, because I feel you're a little blocked up, which is understandable.
I am blocked up a bit,
But, you know, and Jay's really great to do that. So definitely, especially when you get unblocked, I think you'll be maybe a little faster. But I'm seeing it more. I'm seeing more fruition.
Okay.
I don't see a peak, but I see fruition. So I'm seeing a lot of total forward movement.
Okay.
Jay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
That was great, Ellen. Thank you. Bren, I'm picking up a couple of things for you. Like I said, it seems like a lot of things are happening at once. I feel that something, you might have made an unwise choice recently.
Mm-hmm.
And is that do you have something that's causing you a dilemma right now?
I don't know what that choice may be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like let's just put that out there is what I want to do. And when
I don't
you
think
realize
it was a
what was that?
I said I don't think it was a conscious choice. I think it was just an involuntary movement. You know what I mean? It was more like it just happened. More than he didn't give it much thought. I think that was the real issue. I think that's what you're picking up. But that's just my opinion.
Well, what I'm also saying is from that negative situation, and I feel it's like it's negative, not necessarily. I say negative because it didn't. It's not resulted in a positive outcome. And what you need to do is review the situation that you've just gone through. You've just gone through it, or you're in it right now. And you have to review everybody's motives, because I feel like there's some underlying motives that you didn't even realize might have existed. So besides that, what they're saying to me is that your delays are over, events are going to start moving at a fast pace, many things are going to happen all at once, and not to be overwhelmed with it. What you want to do is start working from your heart in your best and highest interest, only accepting what's in your best and highest interest. If you can't figure out what's in your best and highest interest, put your hand, your right hand on your gut, not on your heart, on your gut, and ask, is this in my best and highest interest? If you get a good feeling, that is an indication that that is in your best and highest interest. If you get a drive or a dull pain or discomfort of any kind, then it's telling you the truth is that this isn't in your best and highest interest. It's even though you feel it in your heart, like Ellen said, that job she wanted, in her heart she wanted that job. But if she put her hand on her stomach and after she or before she gets the results and asks, is that in my best and highest interest, she can decipher truthfully what is in her best and highest interest. It may not be in her best and highest interest. That job may go into a stressful management position that is not going to be a good thing for her.
Right,
same
right.
thing with you. Yeah, same thing with you. I feel like these sudden events, you're going to be a little overwhelmed because it's going to happen quite quickly. But remember to always check in with yourself on your truth. And if you do that, you will have, I actually feel like it's really, you're going to, your heart and mind and spirituality are all going to blend or meld together into this like dynamic. You're actually going to be like, wow, what's going on? I'm actually happy.
Woohoo!
Well, you know, it's interesting you should say that, Jay, because I've been sort of deliberating or trying to find an addition to my career path, because I'm a foot reflexologist, massage therapist, energy worker, and part-time artist. But I feel like I want to learn or get back to doing charcoal portraits, but it's also from a kind of a spiritual perspective.
You know, I got a really good feeling about the charcoal. You know what? I had this little voice whisper. What you would need to do is just sit down in front of your easel, pick up your charcoal, put it to the paper, and let divine inspiration flow. Because I'm feeling you're going to draw a lot of what Jay and I have been seeing and feeling and hearing for the last, how long has it been? Last few months, with the portal coming and angels tromping through my house and, you know, a lot of higher wisdom coming in. And as you know, as a light worker, you're, when Jay said the gut, I believe that's either the first or second chakra when you go, I don't know if it goes up from head down or from stomach up, but it's supposed to be, if I remember right, it's supposed to be like a peach color.
Huh.
And that's your center. Like a really pretty peach, pretty peach. And that's why people will say a gut feeling, because gut feelings are normally always right. And I myself have ignored my gut feelings, and not good.
Right.
Because actually I believe that's heaven's warning bells, feeling, like, you know,
I think what Ellen's saying, it's the third chakra. It's your solar plexus.
Third? Okay, my bad.
And it actually is your self-awareness, your solar plexus. It's where your strength and your identity and your stamina, fortitude, and all the strong personality traits come out of. So that's why you can tell with that. And it's actually... the color that I'm familiar with is that it's yellow. So
yellow?
I don't know about. Yeah, I'm unsure where the peach came in. But you know, we all have different things. So just as far as in the chakra, you know, in the normal chakra, it goes red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, and then you can either have a white crown chakra or you can have pink, purple. Lots of times people have pink, purple crown chakras is what when I look at them anyway, if they're clear. And then you have those four ethereal chakras above your head, and those are always, if they're clear, they're all white when I look at it. But, you know, everybody sees things different, so that's just my perspective, and I when you said about the charcoal, I really got a strong vibe that that's really, really good thing for you to do. You know, and then they're confirming it again, you know, they're giving me lots of confirmation on that. And I think they're saying that it's going, you're really going to have a happy life. You just have to choose it. And now, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, which I know you did.
Yeah, the manifestation period is like it's,
yeah, it's double for you now. So step into it. You know, step into it. And, yeah, I'd love to do a clearing on you. So when
I'll be back from New York in a week because I live up in Massachusetts. So I'll call you, Jay, and set something up.
No problem. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the reading tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Jay, and thank you. What's your name?
Ellen.
Ellen.
Thanks, Ellen. Take care.
You're welcome, Brent. Bye.
Okay, thank you, both of you. Bye.
I love you, too. Bye.
Okay. That was great. He's going to do real good with that charcoal if he goes with it. I don't know how much of a confirmation you got, but...
Oh, I got great confirmation because I'm an earth sign, and charcoal's from the earth, and I can just feel like the ground, you know what I mean? With me, I'm just all about, I'm a Taurus, so I am like about as fixed and as earthy as you can get, you know?
Right.
Even when I tried to join, when I was joining the military, I joined the Army because I didn't want to be in the sky, I didn't want to be in the air, I didn't want to be on the sea, I wanted to be on the land. I'm like a landlubber.
Okay, let's go on to our next caller, which is going to be a 630 area code. 630, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jordana. I'm calling from Rochester. How are you?
Hey.
Great, Jordana. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I just am wondering, my boyfriend and I have been fighting a lot lately, and hopefully it's going to get better, but I'm just wondering if you see, has he been faithful to me?
Ooh, forgive me, Jordana, something I just don't look at. Your real problem is lack of communication.
Okay.
He does not communicate unless you beat him on the head. I mean, figuratively, not literally.
Well, I mean, he's stubborn, yeah. So, like, when he's angry, he won't talk to me. There's nothing I can do to get him, I guess, to do that.
Right, and that's the thing. Relationships are communication. If he is angry at you or there's something that's bothering him or he wants to say, he needs to come out and communicate with you. You can't have a relationship with a wall. Because you need that constant feedback, and he needs to start opening up, both of you do, and start feeding and really feel each other. Because right now, it's like he just slammed down shut.
Right.
And if he won't talk to you, and he won't look at you, and he won't do anything, you're really having a relationship by yourself. And you don't need somebody in a relationship if you're having one by yourself.
Right,
and I just don't think that I don't think other women is the problem. I think I said it's more communication or lack of it. And either he needs to open up, or you might have to look at possibly moving on because you need that communication. We all do. So I think communication. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm getting. For you, very similar to what Ellen is, and except I'm getting in a little bit different level. Your fears are creating a problem for you. Fears of him and his fidelity are creating problems that are not there, and you need to release them, or they will come to fruition. You're bringing it to fruition by bringing it forth, by carrying it and carrying those thoughts, you're creating a separation. And that's where I think Ellen's getting the communication thing, because they totally, and right as soon as my throat chakra just closed, and it was and even now when I'm talking to you, my throat chakra is like very, very scratchy, and it's saying, you know, and so I asked specifically, and it is about your intimate relationship, and they said it, that you, the fear that you're carrying and it's you're not expressing it, so you're holding it in, which is making your throat chakra and your chakra system out of balance. And that balance is creating discord all over. Mm-hmm. So you really want to clear that out by either asking Archangel Michael to come in, clear it out for you with his sword, have him pull the cords from the roots, and release those fears, because the relationship has potential. It's like what Ellen said. It lacks a lot of communication, and it's based in a lot of fear on, I believe, the fears on your part. Unfortunately, you know, it's sometimes easier to say, it's all his fault.
Right. But, yeah. Well, we know you meant it's usually your fault.
Right. Or something like that. But I think if you start to be more authentic with your feelings, try to figure out why you're having the fear. Try to figure out why you're scared. Try to figure out, you know, because part of it is self-love. Because when you have fears like those, it's like, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of having a good enough relationship. I'm not worthy to have the man to respect me to the degree that I want. And so what I would prefer for you is to, what they're saying to me now is, they're saying, honor yourself. Actually look in the mirror and say that, I am worthy. I am God's child. I am worthy of love. And I think you're going to switch. I see if you do that, I see like in 3 weeks, within 3 weeks, the whole, what is that? The whole energy where you live is going to shift. So start really loving yourself and start really being authentic. Speak from your heart. You know, those are the words that penetrate and touch a man's heart, you know, when you're in your truth. Stop worrying about accusations. The way you get to, don't go there. You're just bringing that negativity into your life. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah, because what happens, and I got to say, sometimes women, me too, we interpret silence and miscommunication any way we want. And also, if you fear it, you can accidentally... Remember how we talked about manifestation at the beginning of the show? We can also accidentally manifest things, too.
Yes, definitely. And that's what that fear does. It manifests negative. And so you don't want to be doing that, especially now. So like I said, turn it around to love. Turn it around to belief. Turn it around to I'm worthy. I am capable of communicating correctly. I am a wonderful. I'm a, you know, God made me perfect. God made each one of us perfect. We're all children of God. We all have aspects of Him. There's no.
But also,
two of
you
us
want to
love
create. You also want to. Sorry, Jay. You want. I'm sorry. Forgive me for that. You also want to create a safe, comfortable atmosphere where He will communicate with you. Because if He doesn't communicate and you don't give Him a safe, warm saying, well, honey, you really need to tell me what's wrong. Just talk to me. It's okay. And He talks to you and you go freaky out on Him. You have to give Him a safe communication source. Even if it's something that you would freak out on, don't freak out on Him. Wait till He leaves and go in the other room and freak out. But you don't do that with Him, because He'd be like, well, if I tell her that I prefer her to wear red instead of yellow, she'll just freak out about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what you need to do, is let Him know it's comfortable, it's safe, that He can communicate with you. And also the same thing. Hopefully He'll communicate to you that it's okay for you to say, well, honey, I think you're drinking way too much beer on Sundays. We should do more together. You know what I mean? Kind of get that going.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I hope that helped, and you'll have to let us know. Like I said, you can turn it around within 3 weeks, that quick. It's a choice for you. It really is a choice, and I do feel good about the relationship as far as it could be something solid, and let go of that fear. and that's really going to make a big difference. So have a great night, and let us know how it goes in a few weeks.
Please. Please.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, you're right about that, Ellen. We can manifest the opposite of what we want to by doing things positively. That's why I said we don't want to wish that we could have a relationship with a married person, because that is a negative.
David Beckham's not married. He's separated. Ha ha.
Okay. Still, they're washing their own underwear and have their own bank accounts. They're married. So,
no, I'm happily married. I was just messing. But I see, but I'm just trying to make a point that, you know, even though there's things what we want, because my office and I have been trying to win the Powerball. So we haven't won it yet. Oh, no, we won $7 last week. We still haven't won yet. But it may not be in our best, highest interest. We're still going to play, but we're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, what that tells you is that the fun that you're having to get to something together is good, but the money probably wouldn't be good for you guys. So,
I would be very happy and grateful. I have it all planned out.
Exactly.
But I'm teasing you. You know, you're right. Some people, and, you know, people, I don't know if you've all ever read this online, but there have been people who were literally, and I mean this literally, they feel they were cursed by the lottery, meaning they didn't handle their money right. They didn't handle saying no. They didn't set it up properly. One lady lost $10 million in like 8 or 9 years. What? How did you do that? You know, and people were like, I'm happier when I was broke. You know, one guy's brother tried to kill him to get more money, and one lady, I mean, she owes the IRS $32,000, and she's down to living on a little pension. I don't know.
To the next caller. The next caller is 256. 256, you're on the air. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly. Hi, Jay. Hi, Ellen. And I'm calling from Conyers, Georgia.
Oh, she's in Georgia now.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Yay, you made it.
Let me tell you what happened. I don't know if I told you, like, last Sunday I was looking for a place and it fell through. I thought I found a place. Anyway, what happened was my aunt, she lives here in Georgia, and she said, you don't need to be worrying about anything. You can just, you and your son can come stay with me until you find something. And she stays in this 6-bedroom, I like to call it a mansion, and she just took us in.
Awesome.
Yay.
But still keep looking for somewhere to live.
No. I'm not stopping. I'm just saying she took us in is, you know, she said so I could save some money. I'm not going to stop looking.
No, it's just great. You see how things work out, and at first you weren't even going to make the step. So that's the great thing.
She did look at what we told her, reviewed it for her own higher good, and she moved on it when she felt it was the right time to move on it.
Yeah. Yep, but we did really advise her, and we did.
We did.
We advised you to quit sitting still, and you did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Still nothing on the second job, though.
No, but I do want to tell you that I had enough.
Oh, is she there?
Oh,
hello?
Looks like she's there, but I don't hear her.
I don't hear her either. I thought I lost you, too.
Nope.
Kimberly.
Her mic.
Oh, there she is. Hey.
Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear
us?
Yes,
we can.
Yeah.
Okay. We can hear you. Or maybe not anymore.
Hello.
Okay. Kimberly, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Awesome.
Okay, we can hear you too.
Okay. I was telling you, Jay, that I got another reading similar to yours saying that I would get another job offer while when I get to the other job.
Yeah, that's funny. That's good,
well,
though. Affirmation.
Yeah, I couldn't see, you know, it's hard to pinpoint time. So,
right.
You know, like we told you, that job was there. There's another one, though, that if it wasn't the, I still feel there's another one. Whether it's before or after you get into, you know, actually working, I'm unsure, but it's right there anyway, right around the corner.
Okay.
So keep looking.
Okay.
And I'm really happy that your aunt came through. That's a great, great thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
I just got a thought or an inspiration. I'm seeing a man coming in her life within the next 2 to 3 months. I'm not sure if it's going to be a significant other, but this person's going to be very significant in some way. Like he might be a turning point, he might be a lead to a job, but I'm feeling a strong male presence entering. I'm not sure what his status is as far as relationship, job, whatever, but he's going to be a linchpin. Wow, that's really strong.
Actually, on that, I got don't be too impulsive.
Okay.
I feel like you're it's gonna be a fast attraction, but maybe you want to just step back and analyze that situation before you jump into it.
Okay.
I do feel like he's right. I feel like it's within 3 months. But don't be too impulsive, because you know what looks really good. Even though it looks really good, you want to make sure you understand all the consequences.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and do all your research, because I'm feeling it's more going to be professional than personal. So you definitely want to look at all your resources and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the ins and outs, but it's going to be. I feel it's really really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do too. I feel like just remember to. Always think, put your hand on your gut, and if you want to go with it, remember what I said to the other person. You know, if your gut doesn't flutter, it's probably not a good idea to go with it. So,
Jay, correct me if I'm wrong. I've always been taught or told or heard or felt that your gut is actually an umbilical cord, so to speak, to heaven. And sometimes it's almost like a silver or white, I guess you would call it a rope or connection. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's
kind of
not my
understanding.
Yeah, that's not. Actually, I feel the connection to heaven is your heart chakra, or your just above your heart chakra is called your high heart, and that's actually where it's just above the solar plexus. I mean, you can consider your high stomach, you know, the heart chakra starts just above your solar plexus, which is the top of your stomach, you know.
I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but that's the kind of connection I always got from it. That was like the heaven's alarm bells going off, you know, with the vibration comes through my stomach, like you said.
Yes, the gut instinct is a true indicator. What happens is your heart tells you what you really want, and your gut lets you know if it's good for you. Because you can eat ice cream a really lot, but if it doesn't agree with your stomach, you shouldn't be eating it. So
at least not around other people.
Yeah. Thanks, Kimberly. We're going to let you go because we got a full queue. Let us know, because we're really interested. And we're really happy that everything's turning out so good for you. Amazing.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Kimberly's an on-air success with us.
Isn't she?
So let's go right on to the next caller with 435. 435, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tina from Utah.
Hey, Tina.
Tina from Utah. How's the weather out there, Tina?
Oh, it's really hot.
Okay. Do you have a question for us tonight, Tina?
Well, I did want to say that you guys were right about my boyfriend at the time that he's now an ex, so thank you for the heads up.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we're kind of sorry, too. I mean, but, you know, I'm glad it's working
out. But it's in my highest best interest, and I know that. It's just it was hard to accept at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But it was nice to know before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad to mature about it and realize, you know, really you do want what's in your best and highest interest, definitely. So it is hard to break up, but it's better to end that situation and honor what you really want, especially now. So what can we do for you tonight, Tina?
So I was wondering, do you see me and my daughter going to Italy this Christmas? She is engaged to a young man in Italy, and, and she wants to go to Italy, and I'm just, I don't know, I really want to go, but financially it's a big step, and it's a lot of money when I'm making minimum wage. And
you know, I'm getting that it's not actually decided yet.
I
think something's happening in October that's going to, they're saying, I guess it's October, they're saying 10, so I'm thinking it's October, the 10th month, right, October, right. Something's going to, there's going to be a shift, and so it's undecided still. So,
That's actually good to hear.
Yeah,
right.
That's exactly what I was getting. I mean, I felt a very positive tingle, but then it was like kind of up in the air. So if you go, it will be very positive, but it's not exactly gelled yet.
Right.
But I think that would be great to get to meet the family, get to meet how, you know, because sometimes, you know, I know you can't really judge people by your family, but you also want to find out, can you really deal with the family?
Right.
You know, and, but it works both ways, too, so.
Right.
If I get to go, I want to take, like, doTERRA oils and take the information for healings and stuff. Because they seem like they have a lot of issues, health issues, and they don't know about...
Be careful with that, Tina, because not everybody thinks the way we do. I mean, a lot of people do, but before I jump in, I'd see how they feel about it. I can give you a great example. My father-in-law, I suggested he go to an acupuncturist to see if that could help relieve his rheumatoid arthritis. I didn't expect it to heal, but at least it would have relieved it. He sat there and laughed at me and then said, oh, the doctor and I just sat there and laughed at your suggestion. And I'm like, well, at the same time, you're still in that wheelchair, crippled up in agony. Your doctor's making money and you're laughing at me. Okay. I'd be careful. I'd feel it out a little bit.
Okay.
I still feel it's going to be good if you go. I still feel like it looks, you know, they're indicating, just like Ellen said, it looks like an indication you are going to go. It's still undecided. Something's happening in October. As soon as that transpires, you'll know for sure.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you're so
okay.
Welcome. Keep in touch and let us know so we can say at least arrivederci to you on your way out.
Awesome.
Thank
you for the confirmation, Tina.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Anytime, Tina,
okay.
Call us.
It's always nice to get confirmation, you know, that, you know, what we're saying is going good for people. Okay, let's go right on to the next person. Remember, if anybody wants to reach us, you can reach us at thenetworkofchristianpsychics.com. We do readings, healings, cleansings. I'm just now coming up with this, an origin clearing, which is a very extensive 90-plus minute healing that my guides have brought forth. So, things are changing for us, too, because our abilities are becoming stronger. So if you really want some concrete advice, remember, we're at thenetworkofchristianpsychics.com. And the next caller is 631. 631, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Suzanne, Long Island, and I had two questions. Thank you for taking my phone call. My first question is, when do you see my son moving back in with me? And my second question is, do you see a future with the man I like now, or should I move on?
Can we have his first name?
My son's name?
Yeah, that'd be good.
No.
Start with that one. No?
Yeah.
Okay.
My son's name is Nicholas.
Nicholas. Mm. I'm not getting anything right now. Does he want to move back in with you?
I don't know yet.
I feel like this is what I'm getting for you, Suzanne. I'm getting that you're having great sadness. I'm getting that you need time to heal, and I don't see any change for you for 6 months. Unfortunately, I don't know what time frame you were thinking, but it looks...
No, I'm ready. I miss my son because he's only 12 when he went back to live with his dad, but I do see him on weekends and stuff, but I am definitely ready for a relationship.
Okay.
That part.
It's time
okay.
to forgive. You have to forgive yourself. Number one, you have to remember that you've done nothing wrong. We're all here in a learning situation, okay? We all have these experiences because we're to learn from them. What a happy note for you is that the old paradigm is over. And those hard and rough learning experiences can be done. So you can choose right now to no longer have any distance between you and your child. You can choose right now, move forward, and manifest a relationship that is deeper, more gratifying than you've ever had. You can choose but you have to heal yourself. You have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive the relationship that didn't work out. It was just that. It was a relationship to teach you what you do and do not want in a relationship. It had a purpose. It had a relationship that brought you the joy of your life, your son. So be open to allowing this new energy to bring forth what you want and forgive yourself. That's a big thing that they've said it now like 7 times to me, and usually they only say it in 3. So, you know, that word is important, forgive. So that's with your son. So,
okay, but you see a change in 6 months, or you don't see a change in 6 months?
Well, it depends on how.
Right. I see a change in 6 months. I see that this time is very important for you, though, to heal and to get into self-love and self-forgiving and to cleanse out anything that no longer serves you. And that's like every time you have a bad thought, cancel it and trade it for a good thought, okay? I hate my ex-husband. Cancel that. I forgive my ex-husband. I forgive myself for making the mistakes that we had together. I'm choose to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you've done is you, instead of keeping a negative energy cord, channeling negative energy, you've canceled it. And you've opened up the opportunity for you to be happy because you've forgiven him, you've forgiven yourself. It was just a learning experience. People, and that learning experience brought you did bring you some joy, and it did bring you some heartache. So both those elements were necessary for your development. And once you can release that, and only honor the things that make you happy, that bring you joy, that fulfill your heart. And the more that you're authentic with your love with your child, the greater the bond is going to come. And I really see like a change, and I mean like a significant change in your relationship in 6 months.
Well, we get along now. What do you mean a change then?
I feel like it's not about getting along. I'm talking about deeper. I feel like, you know, it's a connection that you get along, but he's not connected on a level that you can be. So it's about, like I said, there's walls that you have that don't allow a connection on the level that he's capable of caring. And I see him as a crystal child. So he has the ability and compassion to love at a different level than you. And so, and you're just not available. It's not that you're not available. You're, in a way, you're blocked because you have this negative energy. So by releasing that negative energy and that through forgiveness, you will be able to connect on his. He has this really deep love and or innocence, or he has that like God.
Really?
I don't. You know what? Can you fill it in, Ellen? Because I'm.
Yeah. What's happening is a couple things. Number one is the forgiveness issue. And while Jay was talking to you, I kept on feeling this wall rushing at me. I kept on pushing it back. It kept coming. I kept pushing it back. And I think what's happening here is that the sadness and the non-forgiveness is building this wall up. And what's happening, it's affecting, you know, you, but also having a vibration with your significant other and the relationship with your son. And I wanted to say something about the forgiveness factor. I was watching the show called Amish Grace, and it was about the nickel mine shooting in 2006. Have you heard that happen in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay. And when I was watching the TV show, but I also know from the news the Amish also set up a trust fund for the gunman's children and his wife, and they forgave him. And what they were saying, and what I know about Amish country, I grew up around there when I was in Pennsylvania, is that they forgave him not for that person, but for themselves. Because anger and guilt and non-forgiveness, it doesn't affect the person you're not forgiving. They don't even know, and if they do, they don't care. But it eats inside of you, and that's what's happening. You got to release that and forgive and move on. With your significant other, yes, you're getting along fine, but to get that deeper step that Jay was talking about, the forgiveness clearing will make him feel a little bit more connected to you. You will feel a better connection.
Well, I don't think he wants a commitment or something. That's why I want to move on.
No. I'm not talking about commitment right now. I'm talking about a better connection.
So how do I do this? Just forgive my ex?
Forgive your ex because that's what you need to do for you. Forgiving your ex will open yourself up and clear you out. It will also give you a great base with your son.
It's forgiving you, Suzanne. It's not really your ex. That's part of it.
Right.
You know, but it's forgiving yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. The relationship just was how it was, and it was a teaching experience, but it brought a child in who is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
based on that, you just need to be in forgiveness, and don't worry about really about you forgive your ex because anything that you hold against him is poison to you. So just
exactly.
Let it go and let him go and let him be who he wants to be. But the more that you turn to inward to yourself, the more that you start loving yourself and forgiving all that went wrong, it was nobody's fault, it was just things. They were to teach you, they were lessons, and that was part of the old paradigm. We had to learn things the hard way. There's a new paradigm. You can manifest what you want.
And never, ever, 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 ever say anything negative about your ex in front of your boy or to your boy. Because they pick up on that.
He fought me to get him, and he did. So that's what I'm angry about.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
He kept fighting to get him to live with him, and he got him. And that's what I'm angry about, because he's my only child.
Right.
Yeah,
but when you build,
not me.
Right, but when you build up that relationship, you're going to have just a better relationship. And I don't blame you for being angry. I would be, too, if I viewed it like that. But the thing is, the anger is not helping you. is not helping your relationship, because the boy can, kids are really intuitive. They pick up on stuff by just looking at you. And that's what you don't want him to see. You want him to see love and happiness to be with Nicholas. You want to be with Nicholas and build a solid relationship. And as things go down the road, you will see what a strong relationship you'll have, because that anger isn't there anymore. And if it is, it's never shown in front of him, because he'll pick up on it. And the last thing you want is, well, mommy said that you did this. Oh, yeah? Well, your mother did that. Oh, well, your father did that. That is destructive for all of you. You don't want that.
No, I try. And I'm not really doing that anymore. I'm not, because it's not the best for her.
Yeah.
It's okay. Look at this time as a time for you to heal. And then you will know that the opportunity of your happiness coming forth, your honoring yourself, will be reflective in your child's eye. He is, like I said, Ellen said it, you know, he's intuitive to a degree as a crystal child. And he, like I said, he has a level of love that's different than the hostility that he detects. So, yeah, it was hard to let him go. But there's a reason for that. And then the reason for it is for your self-development. You have to pull yourself together into self-love. Do you do art or jewelry?
No.
Are you okay. No art. Do you do music?
I used to play the drums, like to dance. I like music, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. No, it's something different than I'm getting. It's
you're picking up her creative vibe, her release vibe, something she can do to release.
Right. I'm trying to get what it is, and it's something to do with art or jewelry or makeup or something like that.
I think it's her drums, because drums are very primal. Drums are very resonance, you know what I mean,
But I do like putting on makeup for people and stuff.
That's great, because you're taking their inner beauty and making it more outer beauty. So that's good, too.
Okay, that's probably what was the makeup, because I feel like there was this art thing that is going to help you release. And so it's just the makeup. Let me see if that's what I'm getting. I'm not sure that it's the makeup. It's something along that line. And just just use this time for healing. And as you love yourself more, your son will recognize it. He'll respond to it. As you have the time with him, you know, make sure that it's all resonant love. You know, it's all, because your cord is connected to him, and he feels it a lot deeper than you do. So, because he's just more psychically in tune. So he will respond to energy.
Right. And kids know, like, you're going to laugh. This will make you laugh. My son came in to me, and he saw the look on my face. He goes, Mommy, you don't look good. Do you have a migraine? Do you have cramps? I'm like, what? Get out. Go. I have a migraine. Get out of here. It was just so funny. He's like, do you need a heating pad, or do you want me to bring you some do you mind?
That's cute. No, I do feel better. No, I feel better. He just went home this morning, so.
Okay. Awesome.
Find
something you two can do together.
We do. We play golf together. Well, he plays golf and I caddy for 5.5 miles.
Wow, that's great, though. I mean, play golf or find something that you guys like to do together that's something that only you two do together, and you'll really get that foundation of building, no doubt
about
it.
And what about relationship stuff? I went online, and a couple of people text me back and want me to call them, or should I stay with the person I like? I don't know.
Right now that is not even an issue. Nicholas is so, I mean, your forgiveness, self-forgiveness, and Nicholas
because I need to spend time with people too. I just can't.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right. But, you know, be friends. Meet them for coffee. Take your own car. Go out for dinner. Just do that. But right now, once you get your vibration up and stronger, you'll have a better shot with relationship. But if you're already wanting to leave this guy that you're with, he's pretty much telling you what you need to do. Because go ahead, Jay, sorry.
I actually feel like it's okay to hold on to this relationship for a while. I don't think that it hurts you. What I feel like, though, is it is about the forgiveness. That's more important than the relationship. The relationship, it's not something that's going to be, I don't see it long term. I see it can go up even to a year and a half, maybe 2 years.
Well, that's weird because, well, it's already a year and 7 or 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay. That's they showed me a year and a half, so I didn't do it. Okay. So you might have a half year
now,
left. You might have a half a year left with him then. You know.
They're also go on other dates, I guess, because, I don't know.
It's a choice. You know, if it makes you happy and it helps you with your self-forgiveness, then do it. But this is a time to look inward on yourself and maybe not go out and seek, you know, don't try to find yourself in somebody else. Try to find yourself within.
Well, I'm not. I've been divorced since 2002, and my son left 2.5 years ago, so that's a long time. It's not like I'm, you know.
Mm. Yeah. I know, but you're still carrying anger. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Which
you know,
we understand. We get that.
Right.
We understand that you get you're angry. You have a right to be angry, but the more you carry it, the more it's going to destroy you.
All right.
And the more it experiences all aspects. Okay, and look towards something artistic that's going to help you. It might be the makeup thing, but I felt like it was something artistic. I'm unsure. So I hope that helps you, Suzanne, and we wish you the best of luck.
All right, thank you.
And call
us
back and let us know how things are going for you, okay? Because we tell people this, you know, you all are more than just a bunch of voices on the phone when we do this. We really care, and we really would like to know what goes on.
Okay, let's go right on to the next one, Ellen. It's a 614, you're on the air. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Jay's Angie, calling by Ohio.
Okay, hi, Angie. How are you doing?
I'm good, yourself?
Good. So how can we help you tonight?
I want to know, and if you guys can see what's going on with my future exactly, I met 3 guys, and both guys, they literally, it was like a couple of days ago, and they asked me out, and they are talking about future, how they want to be with me, but I definitely don't know which one I cannot be with and which one I cannot do, and I want to know what's going on in my life. So that's why I was calling today.
Okay, Angie, you're the only one that's going to be able to choose what you want in a relationship. So what you need to do is put your right hand on your gut and say the guy's name and see how you feel about him. And
okay.
If it's a good feeling, then go with that feeling. If it's a bad feeling, then trust that feeling. You know, we can tell you, you know, this person is better or this person is better. But the thing is that the choice is yours to make it work or not work. The choice is yours to do it or not do it. So basically, in your situation, you have opportunities, which we told you that men were going to come into your life. The choice is what you really want in a relationship. So try to clarify that on a piece of paper. Try to clarify that in your mind, and then assess the gentleman that you have shown interest. Has one of them given you a gift? Did you get a gift from one of them?
They both give me, like, that's what I say, it's kind of like complicated, and you guys told me I was supposed to meet one, but I mean, like, 3, so they both sound okay, and I can give you both of them. I'm not trying to rush anything, I just want to see, like, which one will be better and which one will do. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. give us the name of the first one. No, let's see. There's three of them?
Yes.
Okay, so get them in your mind, one, two, and three. Line them up in a row and imagine them standing in front of you. There's number one, there's number two, and there's number three. Okay, Ellen,
yes.
Which one do you think it is, one, two, or three? One, two.
I was leaning towards three.
I'm getting the exact same thing. It's whoever
wow.
you had at number three. So there you go.
But, Angie, I know it was one, two, three, but what I want you to do, too, besides that, you also need to really kind of, there's no law that says you can't date more than one person at one time. There isn't. Get to know these guys a little bit better. I wouldn't then kind of really figure, I keep on getting three is the strongest, so if you want to start with that, that's fine, but you really need to do your own homework and do your own groundwork and see. And you can date
yeah.
them all, all at one time. I mean, but you just need to,
yeah.
when you decide on the committed relationship, then the other
mm-hmm.
two have to drop off. But
right.
just kind of do your homework. Have fun.
Yeah, Angie, I would say if you're going to choose to date more than one person, that you stick with two and three. One of those guys are the stronger one. Number one is not the one.
No,
so,
I agree.
So, that narrows it down for you. You make the choice. And the thing is when we see it, we only see it as right now. So
mm-hmm.
you could enter the relationship and something could change. And then, so when you choose who it's going to be, come back and let us look at the relationship more closely. Because
mm-hmm.
you're now out there just searching. So opportunity
right.
has afforded you opportunity. And so be happy with that. And I would look at number two or number three. Did you say one of them gave you a gift already?
Yes.
Which one was it?
Number three.
Ah.
Okay.
Taking
okay, up. That's the one that I thought immediately it came to me, he gave you a gift or something. So maybe even money. That's the one that seems like he's the one that comes out the strongest for me because I didn't have any names, and it would get too complicated on the phone to do names for three people. So go ahead and run with what we gave you and let us know how it goes, Angie, okay?
And my last question, what do you guys maybe think would need my voice here about my future, maybe coming up, maybe by next week or in the future? That's what I was wanting to know. Is anything you guys... I'm sorry?
Just that the relationship's going to develop.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
That's what I was getting. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So we wish you the best of luck, Angie. Yeah, bye-bye. Have a good one. Let us know how it goes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So let's go right on to the next caller, and that's 856. 856, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, Laura. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
And do you have a question for us, Laura?
Yeah, I was just wondering if Spirit has any messages they'd like to tell me, anything that's going to happen life-altering in the next few months, anything good.
Do you want to go, Ellen, or do you want me to go?
Yeah, why don't you go, because I was getting I got something at first, and I want to look at it more.
Okay. So what I'm getting for you is some good news. It appears that, let's see. Yeah, it appears that things are looking very good and that you're going to have some abundance. Are you on possibly in a new job?
Well, I went for a job interview on Friday, And it's only a 6-month contract, but I believe I'm going to get it because I did get some signs from the angels,
mm-hmm.
and they were pretty strong signs, so I'm pretty sure I'm getting that. But that's only a 6-month contract, and
okay.
I actually wanted a permanent job.
Okay, Laura, I want you to cancel that thought, okay? And I want you to
cancel
be in gratitude. Okay. Just be in gratitude. 6 months
be
is better than no. If you want to manifest a permanent, a full-time job, that is possible. But be in gratitude for abundance that they're giving you now. So, what you did was you took something that was good news and you kind of put a negative spin on it. So what you want to do is you want to put that positive spin on it. 6 months gives you 6 months of opportunity to find something more, to find something better, to find what's in your best and highest interest, to excel to a level that you're going to be achieved and recognized as indispensable. So 6 months is a great opportunity, and you should be thrilled.
I know I should be. And it's just, honestly, it's been one after the other, and I wanted some, I don't understand why I'm in this loop. Why is it that I'm in this loop? That's what I want to know.
How long have you been in the loop?
Like since 2004.
Okay. So what you have is like what I would call a cord or an attachment that keeps you in this loop. It is time now. There's a new paradigm. The whole show I've been saying it because this is truly a new time. The Lion's Gate is open. You can cancel that that loop you've been in. You can bring in the archangels through meditation to clear you of anything that no longer serves you. And if you feel that part-time or limited contracts are not serving you and you wish to release them, then you can release them and you can manifest by choosing to bring in the opportunity for that full-time position. I'll let Ellen go, and I'm going to try to figure out how long what you can do and how long it'll take to get a full-time job. So I'll let Ellen tell you what she
does. Sure. Laura, what I was getting is that what Jay was saying was correct, but this is something I'd like you to consider, is that you are grateful for the abundance of the short-term jobs. They are a base. They are a foundation. They are actually building blocks to a long-term. So when you said you're grateful, but that's what Jay was talking about with the negative. So you say, I'm grateful for the short-term. They are building blocks to a stronger financial foundation. My long-term contracts.
Okay.
That way you are grateful for the jobs. I know you are.
I am.
I definitely am.
I mean,
and I know you. And I know how you feel about being being loopy. But the thing is, you need to really show the great abundance that yes, you're very grateful, and you're viewing this not as a setback, but as a foundation. A core, a building.
Okay.
You're building something better with these short-term contracts. Then I feel you'll see more of something stronger and longer, more permanent, because you took your experiences and you built from them.
Okay.
Okay.
Laura, I'm just going to step in and say that the reason why there's 6 months is because I don't see anything for 6 months. And it's not that what they're saying is that, you know, you have to let go of your unnecessary worry, and you have to be open to allowing the opportunity to come to you. I actually see that if you make the shift and you can do it through a manifestation journal for 37 days, you know, start to manifest the things that you want, for 37 days, you know, document and be in gratitude and be in creation. You're a creator, and you're good, and they're saying you're good, and they're saying that, you know, you have unnecessary worry that instead of being in the happiness that you should be in. So be in the happiness. Be the happiness and joy and in your heart. And you might even be able to do it in 5 months. But I really got 6 months. So I don't know if you're going to, I feel if you don't make the shift, it'll be about 6 months. If you do make the shift, it could be at the beginning of, end of 4 or at the beginning of 5 months. But keep looking, you know, don't limit yourself to, you know, saying I'm going to wait till the last minute.
Do you see anything going on where, see, I want to buy a house, but I can't do that until I have more stability.
Right.
So that's why I'm so frustrated, because that's the thing. That's what's going on with me. I can't do anything. I can't move forward until I get some stability.
I actually don't see you buying a house right away, they said. So unfortunately, you know, I would love to say, you know, it's time right now. A house just might, even though you think that's the stability that you want, it can be an overwhelming responsibility.
I'm ready for it. I'm so ready.
Yeah, but
with
what you're doing now, you want more stability before you buy a house.
Right, exactly.
What you want is in your best and highest interest, and at this point, it's not there. So that's what you want. Keep that in your mind, in your manifestation. You only want what's in your best and highest interest, no matter what it is. If it is a house that you're trying to manifest, I'm manifesting the house in my best and highest interest, the one that is going to bring me home for permanent stability. That's the only thing that you want, because believe me, you can manifest a house that's a money pit. You can manifest a house that's a nightmare, or that has
leaks. Or foreclosure.
You know, right.
Cancel
you know.
That. Cancel that.
Yeah. What happens, unfortunately, you know, things happen, and unemployment and medical bills are the biggest causes of foreclosures.
Right.
And you don't want that. You want to be able to have your foundation.
Yeah.
Well,
did
they say anything about a romance or me meeting anybody? Have they said anything about that happening? Maybe that's why I'm not supposed to get the house yet. Maybe that's why it's taking so freaking long.
Is there somebody around you? Is there somebody that you're already interested around you?
No.
Somebody that you feel is trustworthy, but you haven't looked at them as romance?
There's a guy from the past, but he's not anything other than a friend, and I wouldn't want him as anything other than a friend, because he's really not somebody I would trust in the romance department. I mean, he's not a bad guy, he's just not the right one, and I know that.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Well, it's good that you know that, at least.
Yeah.
He's not the one. It's somebody that you're going to feel trustworthy with. I feel like there's somebody around you that... when you're around them, you feel like they're trustworthy, and that is a perspective or a person that you're not noticing for some reason. But it's a total, they make you feel trust, you know, that they're trustworthy. So that's what
I'm
getting.
Do you have a name on that? Because I don't know who you're talking about. I don't. I haven't got a clue.
I'm not getting a name, unfortunately. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Maybe I haven't met him yet, because I don't know.
Are you getting a name, Ellen?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it possible I haven't met him and I'm going to really soon? Because I don't know who you're talking about.
I think you've met him, but I don't think that he's registered with you. I don't think it's like anybody that you're an acquaintance or, you know, that you think of as a friend It's somebody that you've met, though, in passing. So I'm not getting the name. I feel like you've met him before, though, like a one-time meeting. So that's all I can give you on that. Try back with us, because like I said, when we're reading it, things are only for right now, and we could probably get a little bit more information next time when we hone in on your aura or on your energy.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're
thank
welcome.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Bye. Yeah, she needs to just keep looking, and she needs to really be in that gratitude. I feel like, you know, she's really on the verge, and she really does only want what's in her best and highest interest.
Yeah, but I think sometimes we want all these things at once, and sometimes you have to go in a sequence.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you may be more focused on forgiveness than getting the guy, or... You know, so that's really important. People need to know. They need to start sequencing, not get everything that's going to happen at once.
Okay, so I guess the next caller, well, maybe I did that wrong, but let's try 337. 337, you're on the...
Okay.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tamlin. I'm calling from Louisiana.
And is it Kamala?
Tamla.
How do you spell that?
T-A-M-L-A.
Okay,
Tamla.
I just wanted to make sure. I absolutely need the correct name. So do you have a question for us?
Yes. I've been having these dreams where I've been seeing a lot of angels in my dreams. One in particular, it looks like I've seen him... I don't know if it was an angel or someone, but he was walking through a door, and he was coming toward me. And it was just so, I was just trying to make sense of it. I didn't know if that meant good luck. I didn't know if that meant a door would be open to me.
You know, that is so wild. That's almost like my vision of the angel coming to my bedroom door and asking if they can just come through.
Mm-hmm.
That is wild.
I'm getting that person is Uriel, Archangel Uriel, and that it's not that it's good luck or it's trying to illuminate a situation for you. Your guides are coming forward to make contact with you. And Uriel, a lot of people think that Uriel is a feminine energy. I'm getting it as a masculine energy. Actually,
let me just tell you what I saw. I'm glad you said that.
Okay.
Can I tell you what I saw?
It looked like
a man. He had lights. It wasn't a white light. It was like an orange, yellowish, orangey, kind of like a halo effect around his head. And he looked like he could be a man. From not exactly black, not exactly white, but like tanned. That's how it looked.
Okay.
It was just so odd. I didn't know what that was. I didn't know if that was someone human that I knew or it was an angelic presence.
It's definitely Uriel has stepped forward for me. I don't know who stepped forward for Ellen, but Uriel has stepped forward and said that you have the ability to manifest your dreams. He's saying you have the ability to manifest your dreams, that he's trying to speak to you. Do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
Okay, in your meditation, call him forward because he's trying to speak to you. He is going to help you manifest. He's going to bring you wisdom, is what he's saying. He's going to bring you wisdom and enlightenment. So he's going to be an important guide for you. So in your meditation, and when you call in the light through your crown chakra and you've expanded it, at that time, say, you know, I call in my best and highest, most loving and easiest to channel guide, and I call in Uriel, and then, you know, welcome him and listen. And I think you're going to be hearing out of your left side. It looks like it's out of your left. It's not going to be an outside sound. It's going to be like by your temple is what they're showing me. That the sound, okay, you'll think like it's coming from the side of your head, but not your ear. But it actually is coming, it's going to be on the left side. So listen out of your left side is what I'm getting. And go ahead, Ellen. I don't know if I interrupted you or not.
No. I was just thinking. I didn't get Uriel. I got an angel named Mark.
Oh.
That was there for your protection. Now, it doesn't mean Jay's wrong, but Jay envisioned it differently than I did. Does it mean that I'm right, he's wrong, I'm wrong, he's right? But it seemed more like a guardian angel to for a protection more than anything else. So that's what I was looking at. But definitely the meditation, because it's funny that we both saw angels that are in our houses. I don't know how much you heard of the beginning of the show, but you know Jay was talking about portals, and the angels were just, you know, they've been, like, flooding the earth lately. And
right. I also had a dream where he was, this week has been the theme is angels. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Because just this week I had a dream where my son was talking to Archangel, I guess it was Michael, because he was an authoritative, I just knew it was Michael.
Right.
That's all I could tell you. I don't know where I got the name from. I just knew it was Michael. He was all in white. He was dressed all in white talking to my son. And I don't know if I astral traveled and I was sitting and I was looking, but he was there with my son. So this whole week,
Did he have a sword?
No, he didn't have a sword. As a matter of fact, he was dressed in civilian clothes.
Huh.
He had white hair, white beard, white jacket, white vest, white, kind of like from like the 1800s, but it was like I knew him, but he didn't want me to speak. I knew he was Michael, but he wanted to have a conversation with my son, and he allowed me to listen.
Are you sure he wasn't a saint?
I don't know, but he just kept on telling me Michael.
I don't think it was the Archangel Michael. I think it was a saint or something to sound like I could see him, but I... Oh, he says he's a saint.
Okay.
But not the Archangel Michael. He said he's a saint.
Okay.
He's a guardian and part of what past life. And he's there for protection.
Okay.
And learning.
Okay. So that's why he showed up for my son. Okay.
Yeah, he Oh, man, I'm trying to... Hey, Jay, can you talk to her while I concentrate on Michael over here?
Yeah. I'm just positive, though, Pamela, that I got Uriel is going to be who's going to be talking to you bring him in. I think he's the second one with your son. I didn't really look at it because, you know, when I first looked at it, I looked at the dream that you had for yourself. And that I'm 90% sure, because I've asked several times that it was Uriel, and I've asked several times if that's who's going to be speaking to you, and I've got confirmation on both of those. So in your meditation, I really do, so that you don't get confused about trying to place meaning on what each angel means. Try to place meaning on manifesting the meanings for yourself through your own intuitive ability, which I believe is going to happen. You're going to hear a message and in meditation, and it's going to be from Uriel, and then you'll be sure, and then you'll start being able to tap in more to messages for yourself.
Can I ask one more quick question? I promise it'll be quick.
Yes.
Okay. What do you see for me in the area of romance? Do you see anything coming up for me?
Where do you live again, Pamela?
Louisiana.
Do you feel like you're trapped or something? Are you feeling trapped in a situation, like you can't get out of a situation?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. A desire to move on?
Well, I guess I'm at that stage now because my children are grown.
Okay. So you do feel like you're kind of trapped or that you need to move on? That, right?
Could be.
Okay.
It's just that I'm going from one phase to... Huh?
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but they're saying, like, she feels like she's trapped and that she needs to move on. So is that why you're seeking a relationship?
No, I'm not seeking it for that. I'm getting older. I'm going toward the mid 40s, and I'm just looking for something for me.
Okay. I'm going to pass you to Ellen because I'm not getting a date or a time frame for you. I'm sorry.
I'm not either. I'm getting settlement.
Okay.
You need to settle first.
Okay.
Settle then manifest is what it's saying to me.
Okay. Good enough. That must that just means that I need to just continue working on myself. That's what that means.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not really
okay,
seeing anything right away, but you know, remember that our readings are for this moment, and in a week, you know, if you want to call us back in a week, or we can look at it again and see what we're getting.
Okay.
And I kind of felt like your need to move on is not about moving into a relationship. Your need to move on is an inner growth, like you just said. And that's why I think the angels are coming to you. And I think once you understand that and tap into that, the relationship thing will change. And that's probably why we're not getting what's actually going on.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, keep in touch and let us know how things go. Okay, bye-bye.
We'll do.
Remember, everybody, you can get a reading at the networkofchristianpsychics.com with any of us, and we love to do a reading for you. We're going to move right on to the next caller, which is 443, and then we're going to 314 and then 815, so we are going to get to everybody. 443, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
My name is Anne Marie from Baltimore, Maryland.
And can you say your name again?
Anna Marie, like Anna and Marie, but together.
Got it. I just, I didn't hear it clearly, so I wanted to make sure. Hi, Anna Marie. Can you tell me, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I'm currently in a relationship with a guy named Gerard. And I was feeling a certain type of way, and I had to get something off my chest after work last week, and I decided to text him about it. And he really hasn't communicated. Then I thought that I might have been a little harsh, so I sent him an apology letter through email. And I was wondering, has he read the email, and when will he communicate?
I'm going to pass down to Ellen. I'll just say really quickly, I feel like your life is a little out of balance. And then I'm going to pass you on to Ellen.
He doesn't really communicate with you before. And
he communicates, but it's like on and off periods.
Yeah, that's not really great. Because if you're having an issue,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to talk to him.
Right.
And he's like, if it's something that doesn't revolve around me, I don't want to talk about it. If there's something I have to think about, I don't want to talk about. He seems to be more about himself.
Yeah, I told him about that in the last face-to-face conversation that we've had.
Hmm. He doesn't want to. I think he's not capable of communication because he doesn't want to communicate. He just, you know, the thing is, I don't think it's just you. I think it's with any relationship. He doesn't see the need. He's the man. Why should he bother? You know, everything revolves around me. I'm the man. And
okay.
I just, that's not really a great relationship. And if you're in need, you should be able to turn to him. And you do, and there's nothing coming back.
Okay.
I'm feeling the same thing, Anna Marie. I feel like he's quite self-centered, but I feel like that he's not responding, and he is playing a hold card, and it's kind of like a little head game for you. So what I don't know that he's in your best and highest interest, and that's what I want to leave you with. I want you to contemplate on what is in your best and highest interest. Is this honoring you? Do you deserve better? Do you want this kind of activity in the future? Do you want somebody who, because you're a goddess, and your femininity is being denied to a degree, and you're not being honored totally. So that's why it's hurting. And when you're having hurt, it's a signal to say, you know, something's not right. And so you communicated it, but, you know, the communication, just like Ellen said to him, was null and void. It gave him a, mm-hmm, you know, oh, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, here we go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's how he responded back to me through text. And then after that, I didn't hear anything from him. He was like, okay, like, mm-hmm. And then he was like, well, my plans have changed. The plans that I've had, I had to change them. And right now, we're friends for now. And I'm like, okay, what?
Yeah.
You know what I want to tell you to tell him to do, I can't say on the air because Dr. Ginny would kill me. But I think you know what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Just saying.
Yeah. I would just try to, instead of doing what else, think we're in a different paradigm now. We want to do everything positive. So what you want to do is
right.
you want to forget any negative. And what
right.
you want to do is focus on you in the positive so that you
correct.
Know what's right for you, okay? So
mm-hmm.
Go ahead and concentrate on yourself. And figure out what is in your best and highest interest. If you want to care any more about this because you realize that it's not quite what you're looking for, you're looking for somebody who is going to, and I'm not saying narcissistically worship you, but somebody who is going to be in worship of you, meaning that he's going to care for your needs. He's going to want to know what you're thinking. He's going to want to cater to your divine feminine, which is desirable and beautiful.
And
so,
in return, he wants things from you, too. He wants the same, you know, God worship, so to speak, the same type of love and care and affection from you. But it has to be a two-way street with you guys, with you and anybody. Otherwise, I mean, this guy is so aloof. I mean, that's not what anybody needs, you know?
You're looking for somebody you can perceive as a hero, somebody who is going to keep you and comfort you and is going to take care of your needs. A woman is a goddess, a man is a hero, and that's the perfect relationship. He worships you as a goddess, you worship him as the hero, and all that means, it doesn't mean he has to make more money than you, it doesn't mean that he has, he just needs to provide, be stable, and make you feel safe. And those are the qualities of a true man. And then
two-way street between two.
Right. And then with him, it's, you know, He has to be able to nurture your needs. He has to comfort you. He has to make you feel comfortable, and he has to make you feel safe. So that makes the rounded relationship and a whole relationship. And I don't perceive that relationship that you're having as one that is going to amount to that. I think there's, like Alan has said, and he is a little bit self-centered, and when I said, he said, uh-huh, that it's exactly how I heard it, just like you said, uh-huh. And so that's the kind of activity that you want. You can continue to seek that. But right now, manifestation abilities are doubled, and you can go ahead and move forward to something that really will bring you happiness if you choose. It's a choice. And so we wish you luck. And you'll have to let us know what goes on, and feel free to call back anytime, and we'll look at it again.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Oh,
thank
welcome.
You, Anna. Yeah.
Cool.
I wish I could say he was the hero. Let's go right on to the next caller.
But the thing is, it's not just with her. This is what he is. This is what he does with everybody.
No.
It's not just her.
No. I agree 100%. It's not her at all. It's him. Let's go on to the next caller. Is 314. You're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Diana, and I'm calling from Missouri.
Hi, Diana. Is it Diana or Diane?
Diane.
Okay, great. Diane, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I have kind of like a two-tier question. I have a job. I love my job. But, and I was considering maybe changing jobs, if not by the end of this year, by next year, or even going back to school. And another question, I'm dating this guy, and we've been dating since November. And I was wanting to know, is he really into me like I'm into him, or is he just like playing games?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I immediately got right away that you shouldn't change your job. Okay, that you should be comfortable where you are right now. I see something that's coming up for you. It looks like next February, where you're going to have a different kind of shift where you might then look at changing jobs again.
Okay.
I feel like the stability that you have right now is good and good for you.
Okay.
And I'll pass you. Do you have a name of that guy, the first name? Can we have that?
Yes, his name is Mark.
Okay, and I'll pass you on to Ellen, and then I'll look at what Mark
wants.
Okay.
But the job, I mean, if you're really comfortable there, you have to really examine why you want to change. Because I'm feeling this job is still pretty good for you.
Yeah, it's
but
a secure job. I was just looking to make more money.
Right. But sometimes the more money isn't worth the job, if you know what I mean. Sometimes.
Yeah, I
do. I'm not saying all of it, but you may want more money, and honestly, who doesn't? I think you'd be better served to find some sort of sideline to help supplement.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can get a new job and make an extra $20,000, $30,000 a year. The next thing you know, you're stressed out beyond belief. You're not what they promised or a whole bunch of things, too. But with this guy, Mark, I felt, that's what I was getting. I don't see him being horrible. I don't see him being great either. I just see a level. So I don't know where you want to go with this, if you're just still using a foundation to build, or if I just don't feel one way or another with this guy.
Okay.
I don't feel he's horrible, like I said. I'm not... You know, it's very rare I tell somebody to run, but I just feel it's like, okay, he's there. You know, maybe you want to look into building more, but find out what you really want.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying for him.
Okay.
Jay, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh. Okay, I thought, we lost Jay again.
Oh, no.
We did that once in a while. We lose Jay, and, you know, comes back. He always does. Are you still focusing? Oh. I think you're still focusing. Did I lose you guys?
I'm still,
hey.
Diane is still here.
Okay.
Diane, what I got was similar to what Alan got, stuff that I feel like this guy, he's good. You're having fun with him. Is that true?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the last part.
You're having fun with him?
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, enjoy that. You know, there's something there. It's a work in progress. So,
okay.
I think, you know, definitely invest authentically, and that
okay.
will give you better indicators. I feel like you're having fun with them, and whatever you do, at this time, with both your job and him, I feel like don't let either go. You're actually in an okay spot right now, and he has a potential to be something if, you know, just give it more time. I think you need more time with him.
Okay.
And, Ellen, were you done?
Can I share a dream I had with you about him?
Sure.
About a month ago, I had a dream that he came over to my house and knocked on my door. Now, I do have access to a doorbell, but he didn't ring the doorbell. He knocked on the door three times, one knock, knock, knock. And I wasn't expecting him, so I ran downstairs to the front door, and it was him. And I opened the door, but I didn't let him in, and I said, I'll be right out. And he went back to his car. And I eventually went out to the car where he was, but and then I woke up. I don't know what that meant when he knocked it three times.
I think that it's an opportunity that is still unfolding, but that you have some fear of letting him in. So I think you're holding back a little bit, and I think that was your holdback dream. He's come forth to you, and you have allowed him in, but you know, there's still that little bit of I'm holding back. So, really try to be authentic with them on your feelings. And I feel like I kind of feel like he's good right now. It's a good thing you're having fun. So keep that up, and it might go even deeper. You might be surprised. Did you read something else, Ellen? It looks like she sent. You know, Blog Talk just cut me off, so they might
Here I am.
Be calling up.
Here I am.
Oh, okay.
So I'm here. I just, I just think it was something like almost a premonition, in a way that if you can be more open with him, his, you know, this is funny. The theme of our show seems to be communication.
Okay.
And in your case, I also think it's also a little bit of interest. So you need to really kind of reevaluate what's going on, because I think that he was trying to get your attention but wasn't getting what he needed for whatever reason, and he moved. He's going back to his space, you know?
Yeah.
Safe space. So, yeah, so just be open with them and take a little bit of that fear out by communicating, you know, what you're fearful of. Like, you know, just try to be more authentic, and I think you're going to have more fun with them. I feel like there's a lot more fun left. So I hope that helped, Diana, and, you know, you
it
can call
help.
Back and let us know. Okay, good. I hope.
Sure,
let us know how.
Sure, it helped a great deal.
Thank
okay,
you.
Good. Okay, yeah, bye-bye.
I just wanted to say something. I wanted to mention this earlier. I forgot. Next week, I won't be on the air with you, Jay. My husband is celebrating his landmark 50th birthday.
Oh, yay. Congratulations.
So, Yeah, so, two of us. We both turned 50 in the same year, so.
Oh, cool. We're going to try to do another caller right now.
Okay.
And this will probably be our last caller. 601, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Tara from Mississippi. Thanks for taking my call.
And what's your name?
Tara.
Tara. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with names tonight. Tara, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, it's about a relationship and where is it going.
Okay. Do you have a first name that we could work with?
Yeah, it's Kayla.
Okay, Kayla and Tara. Okay, you want to go ahead, Ellen?
I'm still trying to focus in. Give me a second.
Okay. I think it's good news. I think it's what you're wanting to hear. I think he's a bit of a challenge for you, but you like the challenge. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I feel like a smart snickety.
I feel like it's more than friendship. It's just shyness holding us back. Am I picking up on that right on their part?
I am feeling that's what it is. I feel like I feel like also that he's a bit of a challenge for you, and you like that. So it's a little bit of a chase game, and he's liking it too. So he wants to feel good about himself, and you want to feel good about yourself. And so, yeah, I feel like the whole thing's a good thing. I think you're going to have fun. Just remember to be kind to yourself and to him. And make sure that try to do stuff that you know is going to make you see that you have common interests, because I feel like you have to have that. They're saying something about bring forth your common interests, because you have stuff in common with them.
Yes.
And okay. So I'm going to pass you to Ellen, because that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a common interest in the challenge. At first, I thought because of the challenge, it might be too hard. But I think that, you know, sometimes challenges are good to see how you meet with each other.
Uh-huh.
And there's also a difference between challenging and things not working out. But I feel like with you, you kind of have a difference.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that's where I'm going with that. I'm thinking really positive.
And have fun. They're saying have fun.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I hope that was helpful for you, Tara. And if you have any other questions, you can give us a call back next week, because the show's just about ready to end. And we thank you for calling in. I hope we appreciate the call, and let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay,
oh,
you have
so
a
welcome.
Good night.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Yeah, that was great. So 50 years now, is that his birthday?
Yep, 50th birthday.
50 years is a big one. My son rented a band for my 50th birthday, and I came home I didn't eat at the house. So I was like, I had no idea, and it was very, very
positive. That's great. It's a great milestone. It's funny because we're 3 months apart. My 50th was May 17th.
Oh,
so we're all just doing the birthday 50 thing, half a century of...
Yes.
Wow.
Enjoy. Enjoy, and thank you, everybody, for listening. If you want any readings or clearings of any help, remember you can reach us at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. It was a wonderful evening, and we really thank you all for being an attentive and great audience. And I thank all the people in the chat room. I did chat a little bit, but not very much. I hope that you all enjoyed the show. And thank you, Ellen. And I wish
you're welcome.
The happiest 50th party. Okay,
thank
bye
you,
bye.
And I'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.